Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to the all-wise, wonderful God. In the name of Jesus, praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry of Friends, where we come forth to you in the evenings, Monday through Friday, at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, bringing forth the Word of God. We're reading out of the King James Version. Praise God, from Genesis to Revelation, the Word of God of which we read, amen, under the anointing with the presence of the Spirit of God, bringing forth power through His Word, amen. And I just want to acknowledge, praise God, God all by Himself, first and foremost. And I also then want to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, in the name of Jesus. Truly is honored, blessed, and loved in Jesus' name. I thank and honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, because she is very inspiring and instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. It's awesome as we continue with our education, going to school, and I'm looking forward. Praise God, and I'm speaking forth right now. Speak those things and make it plain. Speak them as, and call them as though they were. I'm calling in the name of Jesus for my doctorate degree, in the name of Jesus, for my Lady Diane and myself to walk across the stage with our diplomas from college. And so this is something that I pray and ask that each and every one of you that are associated with us here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, that you will continue to support and pray for us here as we're advancing and moving on in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Amen. Once again, I just want to thank God. I want to thank God for once again having the opportunity to get it right. This is the chain that we have. This is the opportunity that we have. This is the day that we have to be able to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for today. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessings on today. Thank you, Lord God, for carrying me on today, because He didn't have to do it. And you know, there's something I want to share, is that you don't have to try. It appears if you're doing all the right things, you can be the whoever in your acknowledgement as to your religion and your relationship. But it doesn't matter where you are or how you are. God has no respect of person. Oh, He loves each and every one of us. And He protects each and every one of us. If we call on His name, He'll be there for us. But we should not fault God because we lose a person of our loving, someone close to us, someone who didn't do anything wrong in our eyesight, no one who's done anything inappropriate at any point in time, and yet they met their demise. I just have a moment of silence for those that have met their demise to this point in the name of Jesus. And even though they may not have been in any sin or any kind of wrong at the time that they were meeting their demise, just it happened. Let's have a moment of prayer for them in silence. Amen. That's just a moment of prayer or a moment of silence for those that have lost a loved one. And we just want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you again in the obedience and commitment that we have unto you, Lord God, to lift up your name in praise, hallelujah, and in glory and in thanksgiving, acknowledging you, Father God, for being the God of gods, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. Lord, apart from you, we're nothing, but with you, by you, and for you, we can do all things. And we thank you for allowing us to come together collectively on this evening to acknowledge you in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you continue to look over us, protect us, anoint us, and bless us, Lord God, our families, in the name of Jesus, our wives, our husbands, our sons, our daughters, our mothers, our fathers. And we pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, you protect us, going and coming as we make it to our points of destination. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We ask that you forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness and continue to fill us with your spirit. Give us the power to be able to trample over the scorpion and over the serpent. And again, all power over the serpent, that we're able to overcome any forms of negativity that he brings up against us. We give praise, honor, and glory to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God and thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God once again for those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, and even into our archives, praise God. We thank God for those that are listening in our European brothers and sisters. We thank God for those that are in the United States, Lord God. We just thank you for those that are taking time to listen to the word of God. For the word says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. We thank God. We thank God truly as we read on yesterday the book of Hebrews, and we've seen that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You see, that's one thing we need to have is that faith. And he says all we need is that faith to the size of a grain of a mustard seed. And we can say to whatever it is that we have a desire to accomplish and fulfill and believe and have that faith in due season that God will and God has already provided and delivered. So once again, we thank God. We thank God as we continue to be obedient in bringing forth his word on this evening. And for those who are hearing the word this evening, we ask that God will bless you and that revelation knowledge also will come forth upon you and that peace would also carry you and hold and sustain you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Once again, as we come forth out of the book of James, the general epistle of James, praise God. Let us read James chapter 1.
James, a servant of God, I love the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. And let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brethren of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as a flower of the grass he shall pass away. Ah, the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but it withers the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perish. As also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his features. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let the man be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, let put all firstlings and superfluity of naughtiness out of the seed with nakedness, meekness, the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James chapter 2. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to person. If thou come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and thou come in also a poor man and vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand up or sit here under my footstool. Are they not then partial in yourselves in our become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the part of this word which in faith and hath of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him. But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you, and draw you before the judgment seat. Do not they blaspheme and worthy blame by the which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbors as thyself. Ye do well, but if ye have respect to persons, ye cannot sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. Ah, whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet defend in one point, he is guilty of all. For ye that sin, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit an adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye and say, do, are they that shall be judged by the law of liberty, for he shall have judgment without mercy, that hath shown no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. What doth it profit, my brethren, the man say, he hath faith, and have not works? He can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warned in fear, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believed and trembled. But we thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac as son upon the altar? Seest thou no faith work with his work, and who works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. He said, and now by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also, was not Rahab and Hale justified by works when she had received the messenger and had sent them up another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. James chapter 3. My brother, be not my master, knowing that we shall receive the great greater commendation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about the whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven by such winds, yet are they turned about with a very small hand. Whatsoever the governor listens, even so the tongue is a little member, and boasts great things. Behold, a great matter, a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body, and setteth on fire the courses of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of bird, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we man, which are made after the substitute of God. Out of the same proceedeth blessings and curses. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Tooth of fasting, since both at the same place is sweet water and bitter. In the fig tree, my brethren, but all bread, either a vine figs, so can no fountain both yield salt water in fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out all the good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your heart, not glory, and lie not against the truth, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is such pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of the mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. James chapter 4. From whence come wild and flightings among the old? Come ye not hence even of your hearts lust that war in your members? Yet and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain, yet fight the war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, consume it upon your lust, ye adulterers and adulteresses. Know ye not that your friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enmity of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in the lust in ye, but he giveth more grace? Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil of one another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brethren and judgeth his brethren speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not the doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou shalt judgest another? Go to now. Ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go to such a city and continue there, yeah, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boasting, all such rejoice in evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. James chapter 5. Go to now, ye rich man, weep and howl for your miseries, and shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted in your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver is tainted, and then the rest of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. Behold, the end of the laborers who have reap down the field which is of you. Keep back the fraud cries and the cries of them which are let down entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton and have nourished your heart as in the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just and he does not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish yourselves, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another. Brother, let ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and I have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other, but let your yea be your yea, and your nay, lest ye fall unto condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing praises. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray for him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sin, death shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one another, for ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are, and we pray earnestly that it might not rain, and it rain not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gained rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do ask from the truth, and one cometh him, let him know that he who converteth the sinner from the act of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sin. Amen. I think we're going to conclude the reading there from James chapter 5, and we're going to pick up again starting Epistle Peter on tomorrow. But once again, we truly thank you for joining us on today. Awesome reading. Awesome reading. We do thank God for the anointing in his presence. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
No weapon. set the fire in me. If you believe it, say you.